I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for joining me. Four new fires are reported to have sparked this morning in southeastern Montana's Rosebud County. The Sartan fire, first reported this morning, is burning mostly in Custer and Powder River counties and is approximately 40,000 acres with no containment at this time. 70 people were deployed to it as it spread across forested land along portions of the Powder River about 1 mile from the Brandenburg Bridge in Rosebud County. That's according to Rosebud County Fire Warden Rod Dressbach.
I believe the County Assist Team, or CAT team, is in briefing right now to take over management of that fire.
The CAT is Department of Natural Resources and Conservation-sponsored all-hazard incident management team, and it's made up of volunteer firefighters, farmers, ranchers, business people, local government officials, college students, public land employees, and others. They step in to help battle wildfires when they grow too large for what initial attack forces are capable of fighting. But the Sartan fire is small potatoes compared to a new fire that sprung up in Rosebud County just 2.5 hours ago.
The problem that we have right now is the Snyder.
Dressbach says the Snyder fire was spotted by a state helicopter who then deployed a hell attack crew on the ground and started dropping buckets on it.
Air attack came in and they were brought in some loads of retardant, seat loads of retardant. And at present, I can tell you that that is 2,000 acres and running.
Meanwhile, Dressbach says that the lightning-cast wild horse fire, which started last Friday 32 miles southwest of Miles City, is almost completely contained.
We've got line around it about 95%. Most of the fire activity has diminished. Shortly, we'll be going into a mop-up stage on the wild horse one.
And the Richard Cooley fire that sparked this morning is now almost completely contained. Dressbach says ranch hands got that one under control quickly and efficiently.
They said they had that one controlled this morning. I got the phone call about 9 o'clock. That estimated size on that is about 500 acres.
Dressbach is sending 3 ranch engines from the almost 100% contained Richard Cooley fire over to the Snyder fire for support. So far this year, more than 1,500 fires have burned 937 square miles in Montana. The fires have already drained the state's firefighting reserve fund and an emergency fund, and there is no end in sight for the hot, dry weather that the fires are feeding on. There are 21 large fires burning in the state as of today, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Authorities have removed 20 dogs from a Wyoming house after an animal control officer noticed them suffering from a variety of ailments, including dehydration and malnutrition. The Casper Star Tribune reports the dogs were removed Friday from Cheyenne Virgilio's at-home rescue. Virgilio was ticketed in June for cruelty to animals in relation to a similar incident. She has not yet been charged in relation to the most recent case, but Glen Rock Police Chief Tim Hurd says charges are pending. Virgilio said she was overwhelmed by the number of animals she was caring for and other personal circumstances and had already planned to close the rescue. She said the city's response was, quote, probably a little extreme, unquote, but that she understood why they took the dogs. A former Wyoming Highway Patrol trooper has appealed the 15-year prison sentence he received in 2009. Franklin Ryle filed his appeal recently in U.S. District Court. Ryle was sent to prison after pleading guilty to violating the civil rights of a man he kidnapped in January 2009. A bipartisan governor duo is urging Congress to stabilize individual health insurance markets and keep the federal health care law's individual mandate while lawmakers continue to work on a long-term replacement law. The recommendation is part of a plan that Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, sent to congressional leaders today. The governors of 6 states, including Montana's Democratic governor, Steve Bullock, gave their endorsements. According to a drought monitor report released today, 1/4 of Montana is in exceptional drought, and 2/3 are experiencing severe drought or worse. You've been listening to listener-supported Yellowstone Public Radio News. I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for choosing us. All Things Considered continues.